CQ, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
Did New England win yet? CQ, and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7, LPW. Today's show, sponsored in part by EDCO, Electronic Distributors, Exotic Research Report, and MFJ Enterprises. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. In Arizona, 230-2755. 230-2755. And if you want to fax us, area code 602-241-1540. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. So I know that lots of you are going to watch the great game of the Packers and New England Patriots. Well, why don't you watch the game and listen to the show? Because we have so much to cover today that it's going to be fast and furious. Lots of announcements, some important announcements, some very important announcements, some very interesting stuff. It's open lines, but I'm not sure we're going to get to phone calls for a good 15 minutes or more today because I've got a tirade that I'm going to go on. You're going to see a little bit different lean in the next 2 months on this show, and then I'll go into why. Again, our phone number today is 1-800-293-5366, and we're going to take a short time out. When we come back, we'll get into this a little about a lot of things right after this on Ham Radio and More. Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build, an alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good. New magazine this month's 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Here's a great offer from Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ-989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra extra wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR forward and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous no matter what, 1 year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. 1-800-647-1800.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
Well, I've been told that amateur radio sales are down, you know, sales of equipment all over the country. And that may or may not be true. Did you know that I've heard that one of the, well, the largest electronic retail chain in the country, who sells quite a few HTs, handhelds, I've heard that they only sell them, really, when they run a big sale. Otherwise, they only sell like one or two per store per month. And did you know that ham gear at that particular company, supposedly, is their lowest margin item in their division? And that's why they're not coming out, or they're holding off coming out with their dual bander. I don't know what that says for amateur radio. Are hams that cheap that they only buy when there's a sale? Then comes from a major company, you know, that there was all kinds of talk that Kenwood was selling all over and was going to sell into truck stops and was going to sell, you know, into alternative types of retail establishments. Well, on the internet, there's an important policy announcement from Kenwood. I just thought I'd read that. Not a sponsor of this show. Of course, neither is ICOM or Yaesu or Tentec. In fact, only MFJ and Edco are basically the only two commercial sponsors that support this show. And in my view, support amateur radio to the general public outside of shelter magazines, which I'll talk about in a minute. But here's Kenwood's policy announcement. Over the past several months, QST magazine has reported that Kenwood is selling amateur products to CB stores and truck stops. We want to make it clear that this is simply not true. For years, Kenwood has received thousands of requests from small electronic retailers as to how to become authorized amateur dealers. The majority of these requests came from amateurs who live in communities with amateur clubs and repeater groups. Considering that 18 states had no authorized Kenwood dealer and 26 more states had only one, we agreed with these individuals that more local representation of amateur radios and accessories was needed. Although mail order opportunities provide low prices, it is clear that new people in the hobby want to see what they were purchasing and have the opportunity to go to their local dealer to purchase accessories and receive operating tips. Traveling hundreds of miles was simply not practical. In addition, Kenwood also felt that exposing more people to ham radio is good for growth of the hobby. Obviously, that's why they support this show, which, you know, exposes more people. It seems perfectly logical that smaller stores with amateur radio departments could exist in local areas. The problem Kenwood faced was how to provide radios to these numerous small dealers. The decision was made to use well-known established distributors who could sell radios to those businesses. Our distributors were carefully selected and interviewed. Some were selling amateur-related products and accessories. Implies that some were not. All these distributors understand their responsibility in regards to the sale of amateur products for licensed use only. Kenwood is also working hard with others in the amateur radio community to help improve public awareness of the amateur radio service. Soon, we will have available a 25-page introduction brochure about amateur radio. This brochure is designed for adults as well as children who are interested in learning about amateur radio. We will also offer special Kenwood FCC license study guides with special prices for clubs and schools. In closing, Kenwood wants everyone to know that we are deeply committed to amateur radio. We believe our plans to encourage more licensed amateur operators is in keeping with this commitment. Well, I just wondered what you might think about that. I don't really want to talk about one particular company, but here they are saying that they're going to put a 25-page introduction brochure together, and that's going to create an awareness. The problem is it's only going to go to people who know about amateur radio and people who are interested in it. Well, this show goes to people who don't even know amateur radio exists and have been just turning the dial, and all of a sudden they hear a show about ham radio. And what do you know? They might actually be interested in amateur radio. But do you think that the national industry of amateur radio products wants to sponsor a show like this that could encourage more people to get into the hobby that actually has done that? Well, it's obvious. Only MFJ Enterprises and EDCO find it desirable. All the others do a lot of talking and a lot of advertising in what? The shelter magazines to the already people who are buying the magazines, ham radio operators. Interesting. Now, to go to the next subject today. Did you know there's a new incentive licensing program that's going to probably take place? And where are they going to get the information that the ARRL is going to use? Well, the ARRL is going to get it from their members, of course. Why get it from prospective hams? Why listen to Bill Pasternak, who did on his newsline a report that said, as per this show, that a shortwave audience would be thrilled to become ham radio operators if Morse code requirements were curtailed from the HF frequencies? Don't listen to them. Don't listen to prospective ham radio operators. Listen to ARRR members. And obviously, there's 175,000 of them. In fact, I got something in the mail today from the ARRL that says they're joining in record numbers. There's more now than since 1914 when they started. There's over 175,000 ARRL members. I guess that's good. They obviously are the voice of all amateur radio operators. Are they the voice of all the prospective ones also? Are they the voice of 675 or 715,000, whatever it is, licensed hams in the United States? Well, obviously they are, because what they say is usually what the FCC does. So here's something from a guy named Tuck, who is in San Diego, Tuck Miller, KC6ZEC. He posted this on the internet, and Tuck was a member of the committee that has just given their proposal to the ARRL, their recommendations based on the survey, to keep the Morse code requirement on the HF bands. And here it is. The following is a brief synopsis of what the WARC 99 committee recommended to the ARRL board of directors. Remember, this is not an official release, but preliminary at best. The committee recommends that the present novice class be eliminated. Totally eliminated. Goodbye, novice class. Well, isn't that interesting? I was just at the local radio store the other day, in fact, yesterday, and they're going to give a novice class. Well, that's good. They're going to give a novice class for, and then give a test, obviously, so you can become a novice. And the ARRL, according to this, they're going to get rid of the novice class. Most new licensees coming into the service are coming in via the technician class anyway. So present novice licensees would be given the opportunity to take an open book test given by an accredited VE team to afford them the opportunity to upgrade to what is now the Technician Plus license. The present technician class would be renamed, let's get this, rename the basic license. Well, I'm not a novice anymore, a technician anymore. I'm now the basic. Ah, that's good. While the present Technician Plus would be renamed Intermediate. How do you like that, you Technician Pluses? You're going to be called Intermediate. Privileges would be greater for each class of license above the basic license. Extra class operators would actually gain the following frequencies for voice: 3700 to 3750, 7125 to 7150, 21150 to 21200. The advanced class would gain 3725 to 3775, 7125 to 7150, 21150 to 21225. Generals would get additional phone at 3800 and 38 to 3850, 7200 to 7225, 21250 to 21300. Each of these classes would pick up an additional 50 kilohertz of phone band on 75 and 15 meters, 25 kilohertz on 40 meters. The committee noted that this would return general class licenses to their pre-1968 phone limit bands, band limits on 75, 40, and 15 meters. You want to know about the intermediate class? I've got that information, and after this announcement, I'll give you that information along with more details, and we'll take your calls if you want, 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and gotten their name, and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name is embarrassing, and in business, it costs you money. This is Kevin Trudeau, founder of the American Memory Institute, the world's largest memory training school. Having an instant recall memory, a photographic memory, is what the Mega Memory Home Study course is all about. I've pioneered the most advanced breakthrough in memory improvement technology in Mega Memory. Within just a few short hours, you'll increase your own memory 500% or more, guaranteed. You'll remember names and faces, even hundreds at a time, and instantly recall virtually everything you see, read, hear, or even think about. Students get straight A's with less study time. See why over 2 million people have already benefited from the Mega Memory Home Study course. Now, it's your turn.
Call 1-800-799-MEGA. That's 1-800-799-MEGA and improve your memory today. Start with this number, 1-800-799-MEGA.
If you love sailing and want to sharpen your sailing skills, Sailing World is the magazine that can help you do it. Every monthly issue is dedicated to help you improve your sailing performance. You'll learn how to maneuver small boats in tight quarters and large ones where inches really count. Sailing World will keep you up to date on regional events and major regattas like the America's Cup. You'll preview the hottest new designs and changes from the most sophisticated professional models to those boats sailing out of your own harbor. And every month, Sailing World's experts will keep you informed on the latest developments on the sailing scene to help you improve as a sailor. Articles that teach you the tactics and techniques of sailing, how to upgrade your boat's equipment, as well as your personal gear, and much, much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of Sailing World for only $21.77. Call toll-free 800-227-5300. Steer a course for better sailing with Sailing World. Call 800-227-5300 now.
CQ, CQ, this is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-293-5366. Now, we've got a lot of stuff still to talk about before we go to the phones, but if you want to grab a line, we will get to you before the end of the hour. We're talking about these new license privileges, prospective privileges, on Super Bowl Sunday. And according to a few people who are insiders in this industry or hobby or service, they think that the first incentive licensing, which of course was brought up by the ARRL, kind of destroyed the industry. Especially if you listen to Wayne Green from 73 Magazine, he'll tell you that. And then other people also. But anyway, could this be incentive licensing too? Okay. Large changes are for the proposed intermediate class license, also known now as the Tech Plus license. CW privileges would be given on 160 meters, on 80 meters also, from 3525 to 3700s, on 40 meters, 7025 to 7050, on 15 meters, from 21025 to 21150, and on 10 meters, from 28050 to 28300. Digital privileges would be granted on 3600 to 3625, 21100 to 21125, and 28100 to 28189. Voice privileges would be allowed on 1950 to 2000, 3900 to 4000, 21350 to 21450, and additional 10 meters would be given FM from 29500 to 29700. So that certainly increases the Tech Plus spectrum. Gives you voice privileges on the HF band. Morse code would be slightly modified for the general class, reducing code speed to 10 words per minute. Extra class would remain the same, and the committee recommends that 5 words per minute be retained for entry into the HF bands. Examinations would be revised to include a sending test, because we don't abide by the Warwick Treaty now, of course, and would return to the previous requirement of 1 minute of solid copy out of 5 minute receiving test period. The committee also expressed their concerns about perceived abuses of the handicapped waiver provision and request that steps be taken to reduce that opportunity. There'll be a brief synopsis of the full report. This is a brief synopsis of full report, which will be published in QST in March or April or May or whatever. Well, I wonder what you guys think about that. Incentive licensing number two. All right. Heard Island is on the air and more. Let's get to some other important information. And this you have to listen up carefully. Did you know that the Ham Radio and More show will probably cease to exist at the end of March? That's right. After 6 years of doing this show, it's going to be over. Our last broadcast is probably going to be March the 30th. It doesn't matter that we have more listeners now than in history. It doesn't matter that there's hundreds of people coming to the Ham Radio and More homepage each and every day on the internet, emails from all over the world, letters from all over the world. That's not the point. This is, for all intents and purposes, a commercial show. And the people who own this show did it not for pleasure, but to make money. But do I own the show? No. Do I make money doing this show? Absolutely not. I earn no money from hosting, producing, writing, or for that matter, if I sell advertising on it. I do it, why? Well, because I love amateur radio and want to see it grow. Has it grown in the 6 years that I've been doing this show? I would say it's grown a lot. Of course, I was fortunate enough to have no code licensing occur during that time. But certainly the growth has been there. The ARRL says they have tremendous growth. They have more members than they've ever had. I wonder if this show had anything to do with it. You know that I go to ham fests. I go to club meetings. I have people that come up to me and say, if it wasn't for you, I never would have known amateur radio existed. If it wasn't for your show, I would not be a ham. I didn't know that ham radio operators talk to people in the space shuttle. I didn't know that ham radio operators helped in earthquakes. But you know what? Although this is a labor of love for me, and I do it to help promote amateur radio to the public, public. I do admit that selfishly I did this show to learn more about amateur radio. I had the pleasure of interviewing Senator Barry Goldwater a couple times, Wayne Green, many, many, many other people over the 6 years. Got to take a station identification, and I'll go rambling on when we come back after the break, and you get to know what station you're listening to. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. And I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. We're talking about March 30th being the last day that this show will operate. That will be on the air. The only medium to talk about amateur radio to the general population that can actually turn on their regular commercial AM/FM radio in many cities throughout the United States and listen to us, who can actually hear about amateur radio on real audio on the internet, who can hear it live all over the world courtesy of WWCR Shortwave. But you know what? It costs money to be on WWCR Shortwave. And although they have an excellent rate for this show, it still costs us money. It also costs our engineer money, our station money, because our engineer costs money to work the board here, and he's, you know, highly paid. We have Watts lines going out of here. We have uplinking costs to our satellite. Not to mention, we're on the air, and we're taking up valuable time at certain stations throughout the country. There's a lot of costs involved, and although I don't make any money, it's important that the people who own this show do, and that is KFNN Radio here in Phoenix, Arizona. Unfortunately, over the 6 years that I've done this show, I've talked till I'm blue in the face to all the major industry manufacturers, distributors, retailers, and they all say radio doesn't sell. Radio doesn't sell. First of all, what are they selling? Radio. Oh, but why sell radio over to radio? That makes too much sense. So I can understand, don't do that. Why try to get new people involved in amateur radio and sell them the product like this show does? In fact, there's a person holding from Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places, where the Super Bowl Packers are from. And his question is, how do you get involved in amateur radio? That's what he wants to ask. Now, I haven't taken his call yet. He's holding. This is a perfect example of a person calling up on this show to find out about amateur radio. No place else. You have to go to a store and buy QST Magazine, 73 Magazine, CQ Magazine, World Radio Magazine to find out about ham radio. You have to have been exposed to it so you know it exists. This is the only medium that goes out there and exposes people who are not knowledgeable about it. And here's a perfect example of a guy who's going to call up, find out about it through this show, and who knows, they might become a ham. And what am I going to do? I'm going to say, hey, my suggestion is call up the ARRL. I'll give the 1-800 number that they have of 32 new ham. And if anybody believes that they aren't in business, the ARRL, you've got another thing going. Because they've come out with more publications than I think Carter has pills. It's unbelievable. And I'm not knocking it. But you don't think that they could help financially sponsor this show? All the good things I've done for the ARRL that I say for them, but they can't, they give grants to all kinds of people, but they can't sponsor with a few dollars a week. They can't sponsor and run ads on this show. ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu, Alinco, Tentec, all the companies, all the retailers, they shun the show because why? Because we promote amateur radio. And we're not print. So since we're not a print medium, we obviously are no good. We'll be right back. ¶¶ If you're just joining us, this is Len Winkler, KB7LPW, on the Ham Radio and More Show, live every Sunday at 2300 UTC. And so if you're listening to us on a time other than 6 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, you're hearing us tape delayed. Well, I'm still on my tirade, and I will be for the next 8 weeks. So people have received their licenses only because they've listened to this show and got acquainted. Radio doesn't work according to retailers, according to manufacturers and other people. Radio just doesn't work to sell merchandise. Try to tell that to McDonald's or Coca-Cola or Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Or how about all the millions and millions of dollars of beer ads? Radio doesn't work, huh? Well, what is going to happen? Well, we'll just be like everything else. If revenues can't support us, we'll be gone. A labor of love down the drain. Will anybody miss us? Probably not. However, there's always a chance. We do have 2 months to stay on the air, and we have 2 months to get together if you want the show to continue. And again, it's very important that you understand I make no money by doing this show, so the money doesn't go to me. When people advertise, it doesn't go to me. When companies advertise, they sell product. Call MFJ Enterprises. Call the sponsors. See what the story is. Anyway, what can you do if you're interested? You can call potential sponsors and say, hey, why don't you wake up? Why don't you advertise on the Ham Radio and More Show? You can, of course, call MFJ and Edco and thank them for helping and sponsoring this show. But you can call up the potential ones and say, hey, Big K or Big I or whoever, whatever company it is, why aren't you promoting amateur radio? Why aren't you putting your money where your mouth is and actually promote the only show that has been on 6 years, that has built up a following, that promotes all the great things about amateur radio? Not boring, not technically talking all the time about IC filters and how to build a repeater, but talking about all the great things amateur radio has, all the different aspects. Why don't you sponsor it? Why don't you promote it? It's not a fortune. It's cheaper than running an ad in the shelter magazines. What about the ARRL? Give them a call. Find out why they, who say they are doing everything they possibly can to promote amateur radio, why aren't they promoting Ham Radio and More, which certainly promotes amateur radio? What else can you do? Well, obviously, you can go over to your clubs, your organizations, your repeaters, and you can get together. And I know this sounds screwy, and I don't like doing this. I'll tell you, I do not like doing this, but I'm going to say it if you guys want to get it together and do it, is to send KFNN, the owners of this radio show, money for staying on the air. Because if sponsors don't want to do it, then we can really start bad-mouthing all the sponsors we don't like. If the funds were generated by listeners. Now, every shortwave show seems like is out there peddling for money. All the public TV shows are out there peddling for money. Now, I don't like doing, especially if the money doesn't come to me anyway. It would go to KFNN. But if 5,000 listeners each sent $5, that'd be enough to keep the show going for a year. Mm-hmm. Or, of course, if some people, there are less than 5,000 people sending in, which is probably the case, and they send $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever, groups, you know, organizations, then it would be easy to keep our costs being paid and be able to stay on the air. The money would be made out to KFNN Radio. That's Kilowatt, Foxtrot, November, November. And it would be sent to KFNN, Ham Radio and More, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Now, you're probably saying, well, if I send the money, how do I know they're going to stay on the air? Well, that's a good question. You don't. So, therefore, if you send a check, and if we're not going to stay on the air, we're not going to cash your checks. I can tell you that right now. Absolutely, positively not going to cash a check. If you send $25 or more, we've got a gift of some sort to send you. When I started this show, I was told it wouldn't last 3 days, let alone 3 weeks. It's 6 years. Even the ARRL, somewhere along the line, thought what I was doing was good, except they wouldn't put their money behind it. But they thought I was doing a good job because they gave me the 1994 annual Philip McGann Silver Antenna Award, the honor going to the person who exemplifies the outstanding public relations successes. So they gave that to me. But do you think that they spent $5 towards promoting this show? No. No. Why would they do that? So, you know, do you know that I even offered them to run 30-second spots, 60-second public service spots on this show? They never did that. But they want to promote amateur radio.
Mm-hmm.
If organizations want to send $50 or more, then what we'll do is we'll, first of all, every penny that comes in here, if it's not anonymous, we're going to mention your name over the air. I know that's not a big deal. If you're over $50 or more, we're going to do, we're going to mention your organization and we'll have you on the air. You can mention a ham fest coming up or your organization or give a promo to your club or group. We got to take a break. We come back. I'm going to finish this, then go to the phones. 1-800-293-5366. Super Bowl Sunday. What a super time to talk about this. Does EDCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features. AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95 from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet or Universal Radio or R&L Electronics or Tucker Electronics. And there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world. At 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and More. They have tremendous products. The AR2700. Get it now.
Every new ham needs a personal tutor.
The MFJ 411 Personal Pocket Size Morse Code Tutor will help you learn Morse code quickly and precisely. You can take it anywhere. It'll fit in your shirt pocket, take it with you in your car on an airplane. It's got an earphone jack for private use. No more cassettes, books, and computer discs. QST Magazine says the MFJ 411 is the clear choice for beginners. It's based on the ARRL method. Unlike code tapes, you'll never memorize it because the code sessions are random. You can replay it to check yourself. The MFJ 411 has speed adjustment from 5 to 60 words per minute, a 9-volt battery or 12-volt power supply selection, letters, numbers, random words, and QSOs, also learned by the famous Farnsworth method.
Your own personal Morse code tutor can be yours for the low retail price of $79.95.
Call 1-800-647-1800 for a catalog and dealer nearest you. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. 1-800-647-1800. Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month with the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment. But no, there are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States. So many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More Show told you to call. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Amateur radio trader. Twice a month. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
So it's true. I'd certainly like to continue doing this show. I'd like it to be on for another 5 years. I'd like to see us continue to promote amateur radio to the public, to keep telling you the news, to keep promoting what's going on in amateur radio, to bring the best interviews from, you know, people who are doing sort of obscure things in amateur radio, like Spree last week, like some of the other interesting shows that we have had. Anyway, it's up to you guys. It's up to the listeners to decide what they want to do and to certainly, I guess, put our money where our mouth is. If we really want to promote amateur radio, if we want to support the show, if not, it'll be gone March 30th. And you know what? I did it. I think 6 years is a fair success. There are many shows that don't last 3 months. In fact, I was told not 3 weeks. Anyway, pass the word. Let everybody know. Make posts on the internet. Amateur Rec Radio, Amateur Miscellaneous, Rec Radio Amateur Policy, Rec Radio Info, all the different news groups, Rec Radio Shortwave. See what the scuttlebutt is. Maybe no one wants the show. It'll go. But it's amazing how many people are listening now. Do you know that I've had from people who telling me that the estimated audience is in excess with the replays of 500,000 people a week. Over 500,000 people throughout the world hear this show each and every week. QSD Magazine doesn't have anywhere near 500,000 subscribers. 73 doesn't. CQ doesn't. World Radio doesn't. Add them all together, they don't. And yet, where do all the people advertise? In the same magazines each and every month, to the same subscribers, to the same readers, and we keep getting new listeners. Anyway, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Lots of stuff on the table. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'll go to the phones now. In addition, next week we're going to have Ned Stern, AA7A, the professor, online. He's also going to be on in 2 weeks. 2 weeks after that again for open lines. And then in between that, we're going to have MFJ Enterprises on, the one legitimately great sponsor, one great company in the United States. And he's going to be on. They're going to have the technical guy from MFJ. And if you have questions about any of the MFJ products, they're going to be able to answer your questions. So that should be kind of neat. All right. And then on the fourth week of February, we're going to have a guy on who's going to talk about talking on light frequencies. That's right, on light frequencies. Amazing. Wayne, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Why aren't you watching the ball game? Don't you care about your Packers?
I've got it on. Don't worry.
Okay, Wayne.
We're up by 10.
Only 10? It's the first quarter, right?
We're only 5 minutes into it, so lots of scoring still to come.
Yes, I don't think the sponsors in the third quarter and the fourth quarter are going to get their money's worth.
Well, since local spots are $32,000.
And I don't charge more than $50. You know, it's crazy. All right. What did you want to know, Wayne?
Well, I'm one of these people. I was just, you know, with my shortwave and zipping through, and I happened upon you today.
Oh, and, perfect example of what I'm talking about, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wrote down the 832 new ham number that you talked about before.
Correct.
But I have a bunch of questions.
Well, I'll try to answer them.
Okay. First, what's it going to cost me to get into something like this?
It all depends what you want to do in amateur radio. If you're interested in local communications, buying a simple handheld radio, you can do it for under $200. Buying a real good handheld, you can spend $350 to $400 when you're all finished with all the gizmos like an external microphone, extra battery pack case, etc. If you want to talk worldwide and you want to upgrade to whatever we're going to call that license in the future, then you're going to need an HF rig. A new HF rig is going to cost you over $1,000, probably in the neighborhood of $1,500 when you get through, plus a good antenna, another few hundred dollars. If you want to do it buying new equipment, it's going to cost you somewhere in the $2,000 range. If you want to do it in used equipment and you're good at what at doing certain things, you can do it for under $1,000. You can buy a used HF rig for $300-$400, and then you can also make your own wire antenna, and you can be on the air for, you know, for much, much less. So it really depends what you want to do. Also, if you want to get into digital communications, then that's going to add another few hundred dollars to your expenses.
Well, I would definitely go with new equipment. Mm-hmm. I'm new at this. I don't know what to look for and use stuff. If I get one of those small handheld deals, how far can I expect to transmit?
Well, it depends on repeaters. You're going to be able to talk somewhere legitimately on 2 meters or 440 with a handheld and no external antennas. You can talk 3, 4, 5 miles. However, if you have repeaters nearby, and in Green Bay I'm sure you do, you have potentials of 150 miles, or you could have linked repeaters and talk hundreds and hundreds of miles. I know that here in Phoenix, we're able to talk into San Diego, into all kinds of places in California. We can talk into El Paso, Texas from Phoenix because there are linked repeaters.
Now, this is off just one of those little...
Just a little handheld. That's correct.
Okay, because I don't have to put like a huge thing on the roof or anything.
No, just a handheld inside your house or in your car or whatever.
Now, you were talking about the Morse code requirement. What is that status on that now?
Well, right now, you don't need Morse code proficiency to get the entry-level technician class license, which would allow you that handheld on 2 meters and 440. I got to take a break. I'll be back. Hold on, Wayne. Don't hang up, and I'll be right back to you. You're listening to Ham Radio and More, and we'll be back after this.
Telephone.
Yes. Is this a Tony Romano?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it. I found you. It's him!
Who's this?
Well, you don't know me, Tony. I'm just your biggest fan. You want to hear the incredible way I found you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was leaping through Blast from the Past. It's this fabulous new book, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years. It's got hundreds and hundreds of rare photos. And there you are, Tony Romano, on page 178.
I am.
Uh-huh. So I wondered, my Tony, oh, my beloved Tony, alive or worse. So I pull out the phone book. My eyes pop. You're in the phone book, Tony.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Tony, when I heard you singing back on radio's Jack Carson show, I think it was 1944, I just dreamed of the day I could see you, and there you are in Blast from the Past, so good looking. And here I am talking to you 52 years later. So what do you do these days, sweetie?
Well, I always drive a produce truck.
Excuse the ring, sir. I told you it was another Tony Romano. Sounded like a fool.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
When you're playing golf, what should you see when looking at the target? Do you pull with the left or push with the right? What's a good bunker shot sound like? The answers are in Golf Digest. No matter how well you play, you'll find tips and advice in every issue that will dramatically improve your game, guaranteed. Want to know if you're good enough to carry a 4-iron or where the slot is at the top of your backswing? Do you want to know what the right grip feels like? Then you must subscribe to Golf Digest. Like to know which new ball can really take strokes off your game? Or where the most affordable new courses are? It's all in Golf Digest, the world's most widely read golf publication. You'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest for only $19.77, plus a full money-back guarantee if it doesn't improve your game. Subscribe now and get our valuable video. Hit it longer and straighter, absolutely free. Call now, 800-231-6600. That's 800-231-6600. Consumer Reports has a great deal for you.
How great is it?
It starts with our 1997 buying guide. Not $8.95, but free.
Wow!
And when it's ready, the 98 guide is a special bonus.
Double wow!
Plus, how to clean practically anything. And $11.95 value for free. And you get them all, along with the next 12 issues of Consumer Reports magazine. Not at the newsstand price of $66.25.
How much?
Just $24. Every month, Consumer Reports overflows with money-saving shopping advice, news about new products and product recalls, everything from cars and refrigerators to computers and groceries. And the Consumer Reports buying guides are a handy shopping reference. Get all this, plus how to clean practically anything. A $66.25 retail value for just
$24.
So call now and have your credit card ready if you prefer.
Call 1-800-358-8888. That's 1-800-358-8888. Free and bonus books with paid subscription. Call now, 1-800-358-8888. It's a great deal from Consumer Reports.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
And I'll ask Wayne to please call back next week at the beginning of the show. I pushed the wrong button. Let's go to Lee in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Lee. Hello, Lee.
How are today?
I'm sorry?
I say I know how you are today.
I'm on fire, right?
I think I can smell the smoke. I can't see it. I can smell it.
Right.
But I'll tell you what. I'll support you. I'll send you a check.
Send it to KFNN Radio, and it will not be cashed. It will not be cashed unless we're going to stay on past the 30th of March.
That's fine. And I belong to two clubs in my hometown and your hometown. I also belong to a state and a national organization, which I'll contact. And I also will contact the people that I buy radios from and those organizations, plus the manufacturers. But this was kind of a shot out of the dark. And did you just find out, or is this something you've known for a while?
No, I found out about this the beginning of last week, and last week's show did not give me the opportunity to talk about it. It is on my homepage. There is an emergency. I did allude to that last week, that there was an emergency notice on my homepage, and I have had very good response from that notice. I mean, it merely discusses the problem. And I've had quite a bit of, you know, support, mental support, and we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, we've built up quite a following in 6 years. There's lots of people listening. I think it's good for amateur radio. Wayne is a perfect example from Green Bay as to what this show can do. He was just tuning the dial and heard about amateur radio. How does he get started? He would never have heard about ham radio because he's not going into a store to buy a magazine. But do these manufacturers know about it? No, they don't want to know about it. They're tight on their advertising budgets. Well, they're tight because they're not selling product, because they're advertising to the same people again and again and again and again. They're not increasing the envelope.
True. And they may not look at it that way, but I can almost understand them going out and selling in another market. They're not getting a good enough response in the one they're in. They're in a business, too.
I understand. You would think that they would do this. At least give it a shot, right? After 6 years, proves it's able to be done, right?
Absolutely. I would have surprised that you haven't gained a bigger sponsorship right along.
Well,
but then again, I can see where they're myopic.
Yes.
But I will tell you, though, I will really work to help you keep this going, but I hope that there's more than one other person out there that'll do the same thing.
I believe there is, but as my father taught me years ago, do not calculate upon the total enumeration of the juvenile polk tree until the process of incubation is fully materialized.
That's very good.
Therefore, we will not count our chickens before
they're
hatched.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Gene, you're in the Bahamas?
Correct.
Well, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
That's one of the things I called you about. You know, in the Bahamas, we have great distances. And the major competitor for amateur radio is that no license required cell phone.
I know. I'm aware.
And the no license required cell phone, though, only works where you have someplace you can put cells in reasonable distances. Here, our distances are often in excess of 100 miles, so we can only use 2-meter 450s.
Gene, my music is starting. I got to go.
I know how to save your show, Len. Tell me when I can talk to you.
Hold on, and I'll talk to you after the show. Hold on. Don't hang up, okay? All right. Next week, open lines with the professor. Stay tuned till then. We'll find out more. 73, thanks for the support. KB7 LPW.
'73s and '88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.